This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we launch into the third hour of the program, that's 855-450-3733. And we do also have the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. There are three of those rooms, actually. We've actually had a fair amount of calls coming in there tonight. So you can hop on there. You do need to have the Discord app, which you can get for free at discordapp.com. We don't own any stock in Discord. I don't even know if they have stock in Discord. It's just a good app, and it works well for our purposes, which is to say having a series of chat rooms that our listeners can chat in and enjoy, hopefully, most of each other's company. If you don't like somebody on the chat server, there's a block feature. And that blocks that person. It prevents them from sending you private messages. And whenever they chat in the chat room, it shows blocked message. So you don't actually have to see what that person has said. So you do have some way to control what you do see and who you interact with there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Though, Mark, you were talking about maybe creating a new rule for Free Talk Live. We don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live, but you're suggesting there should be a no threats on air rule?
Yeah, and I think it ought to be specific direct threats, not saying, I advocate for a particular government program, although that is a threat against a wide swath of people. I think, honestly, it's old.
Mm-hmm.
You like it because...
Well, I like it, but it is what it is.
Well, you let it on the air because...
I let anything on
generally,
the air. Except for the F word, the N word, the S word,
right.
And a few other words.
You're not scared, right? And you'll show people you're not scared by letting people come on the air and threaten you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not scared either.
No, you're not.
But I will say that it's just bad radio.
It would be bad if we got a whole bunch of them, yeah. I mean, that would be pretty annoying.
So,
it's not common enough for me to felt like I should have done something about it.
I know. We're talking specifically about...
Because he hasn't called in until just recently.
The caller, James, in Arizona, who's called in many, 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 many times.
Over the years, he sure has, yeah.
Right. He can be a very good caller. He has called in with very good stuff in the past. It's just that when you let him call in with threats, he will threaten because he gets attention from it. And that's what he wants. If you want to give him attention, please go to the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. Go in the toxic room for rubber room for trolls or whatever it's called there, room for toxic users, and go chat with him, and he'll threaten you too. Believe me, he's very quick to do it.
Well, if it's come to the point where hosts are taking off their headphones, which is what Daryl did last night when he called in, when that happens, it's like...
I didn't speak when he called in either.
Yeah, I noticed that. You've sort of vacillated. You had a rule once where you were not going to talk to him, and you didn't for a while, and then you did start talking to him again, and now you're back to not talking to him again?
He's manipulative, and bringing him on the air is just not something I would do. I mean, if I see when I'm on Sunday night, and somebody calls in and says, James from Arizona, I'm going to presume it's him, and he's not getting on the air.
What about every other James in Arizona?
Tough.
So, it's something I'll think about. I don't think it's a bad idea necessarily because it's getting pretty boring. We do generally have a rule, Mark, that if a person calls in about the same exact thing over and over again,
yes,
then I will get sick of that and will tell that person that they need to either stop doing that or stop calling in because you'll be banned, basically, if you keep calling about the same thing. We don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live. There's the rule that you can call once per night. Because we don't want the same person calling seven times in one night. That would be awful.
Yeah, and they tend to get that way. That was the end of the segment, and time to let you go. But I had more to say!
Yeah.
I've gotten the adrenaline rush of calling a radio show, and I want more!
Call tomorrow in that case. So, given that it has been repetitive, I think that's a reason enough to tell them, look, no more threats or else you're cut off.
Yeah, and I think you should compliment him, because he can be a very good caller if he chooses to be.
Well, if he is, then I'll compliment him, but
yeah.
He's not being a good boy right now. Anyway, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. First up, Orange is on the line. He is calling us from West Virginia. He's on our Discord server in the on-air call-in line room. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, great, you're on the air.
Awesome. So I heard you guys were talking about the, you know, Silk Road case, and you said the documentary you watched earlier in the day, correct?
Oh, yeah, it's a part of a documentary. It's called Railroaded, The Targeting and Caging of Ross Ulbricht, and it is part one, which is chapters 1 through 5, is available now over at freeross.org/railroaded. Or if you just go to freeross.org, it's, you know, there's a link there at the top of the page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've done some, a little bit of, like, you know, research in the past, you know, after all this happened. I've heard a lot of stuff about it. I've looked over some of the evidence, you know, that they gave. Now, obviously, when you look at something, this is from people, probably his family, probably some people maybe be, like, you know, close to him, you know, posting this stuff. So they also have their own opinions, you know, about what actually happened. So you got to be careful, like, what you read online. You know, for the simple fact of, you know, they could say proof of evidence tampering, but, you know, they could have their own liable reasons for it.
I've got a piece right here. Dread Pirate Roberts logged in after Ross Ulbricht was in jail. Does that bother you?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. That,
for me, I'm just interested in some. It's like the 9/11 story. I don't know what happened, but I know the government's lying to me.
Yeah. Well, it's almost a guarantee that evidence was fabricated in this
case. There's only two sides to this story. There's what the government says, and then
there's the truth.
Well, yeah, then there's this, these other things that other people say,
and then there's the truth.
At this point, I know that Ross Ulbricht, the charges, if Ross Ulbricht is somehow guilty of putting a hit out on somebody, you know, a contract on someone's life, then the state of Maryland has failed all of us as U.S. citizens by dropping those charges. Or they just had those charges in order to keep him in jail while he was, so he couldn't get good counsel while he was up against these other charges. So he's not charged at any point, has not been convicted at any point of any crime that has a victim.
Oh, absolutely. From what I read, there's, you know, no evidence towards it, and they went ahead and dropped it. But for the fact of, you know, what he was, like, put in prison for, like, the long, you know, life sentence wasn't worth it. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just way too long.
No.
Absolutely way too long.
He should be let out. That's the only thing that they have left now, unfortunately, is he's exhausted all of his appeals, which were, unfortunately, failures all along the line. And now the only chance is this petition that they have that they're going to try to give to Donald Trump to see if Trump will pardon Ross, which seems like a shot in the dark at best. But that's all they got left at this point. And any other comments, Orange? Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring one more thing up.
Yes.
If you go to the website, the freeross.org,
yep.
There's a photo showing everybody who was, you know, a part of it. And you see, like, how many years each of them got. Mm. Now, you know, obviously, like, some of these, you know, 10 years, Jan Swamp, I believe that's how I pronounce it, he's convicted as a leading drug dealer on Silk Road. That's understandable. But then the other guy, Blake Benthal, is that how you pronounce it?
Blake Benthal.
He's the one that logged in.
He was the operator of the second Silk Road. Road 2.0.
Yeah, and he was released with no sentence, as
it
says. So.
Wow. Amazing. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Orange. I appreciate hearing from you. And sounded great, by the way, there through the Discord server. You can join just like he did over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of those Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're the first three rooms on our server.
Many times when a radio host is doing an interview and you think somebody's in the studio right there with them, they're not. They're on some kind of voiceover IP system like Discord.
Yeah, it sounds
you
good.
Can sound like a guest in the studio by simply going to discord.freetalklive.com, downloading the app, and using it there.
You get the app from discord.app.com, but I think you can get there if you go to...
Yeah, you can.
Can you? You've tried that?
Discord.freetalklive.com.
Okay,
I just
cool.
prefer using that.
Good, good, good.
Because I think LRN.fm, it just kind of runs together.
Talk?
LRN.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the first person to give me that feedback, but I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The reason why I do the LRN one is because that's the brand on the server. It's a Liberty Radio Network is what that stands for.
Yep.
We're coming up in moments. You can join us, whether you want to talk about Ross Ulbricht being railroaded or whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.Global. Horizen.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, you may join us on our Discord server. We've got three call-in line rooms, and normally they're not all full, but tonight we actually did have a moment where all three were filled up. You can jump into those rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and you know what? If it becomes a thing where we're getting more calls on Discord than we are on regular phones, I'll add another call-in room, because it's no problem. I can create as many as we need to. Dean and Mark here in the studio tonight as we continue with your calls and thoughts in just a moment. But I do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. If you care about your family and your property, and you probably do, you ought to have something to protect them when you're not around. And the Blink motion-activated HD system that we have, we got one here at the studio. Mark, you got one at your house. And it's super easy to set this thing up. They're HD quality cameras. They are wireless. So none of the hassles of running wires either through the walls or through the ceiling or wherever it is you'd have to run them if you actually had a wired security system. This, you just unbox it, you put the batteries in the cameras, and you put the cameras up around your home. Get some outdoor ones if you want to, too. So they got all kinds of cool options there over at Blink. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. There are no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. So you set them up. Let them, you know, set the system up to how you want it to run, what times you want it to be out, you know, operating, and it'll send you video clips of things that happen in front of your cameras. And you can even monitor the cameras live if you want to. BlinkProtect.com/FTL gets you 15% off the already affordable Blink system. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%. And Blink is an Amazon company. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Tanner is on the line in Texas. Tanner, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
All right. I haven't been in New Hampshire in a long time, but right. I just wonder if libertarian New Hampshire people are still able to reason and problem solve.
Probably not as well as anyone.
Bolshevik Texas.
Did you say Bolshevik Texas?
Yes.
I guess you're not happy there in Texas, doesn't sound like?
Well, I'm a descendant from the original settlers, and it seems like people, I don't see how it keeps functioning because people can't seem to think or comprehend.
Well, that's okay. They don't need to be able to think particularly well to be a cog in the system. I mean, that's why the system, the government school system, for instance, encourages people to not think. There's a whole system called the Prussian school system that they have implemented that is basically designed to crank out a worker drone, the kind of person who can do enough, you know, computational thinking. They might be able to add 2 + 2. You know, they can probably.
Oh, good luck with that.
They can probably read to some extent. You know, so they've got like the basics that they would need to be a cog in the system, to be a functionary, to be somebody who's, you know, at a factory job or an office job that never really questions their circumstances, that never really questions, you know, the system or anything like that, questions authority. They beat that out of people. They, you know, make sure that the school curriculum does not encourage independence and does not encourage independent thought. And so that's why you've got this. And then, of course, on the outside, you've also got the dumbing down, like media, for instance, you know, just kind of pandering to the lowest common denominator. And whether it's all a big conspiracy or not is another question, or maybe it's just, you know, the media is doing what they think is going to sell. And
I don't know if it's a deliberate conspiracy.
Yeah, me neither.
But it's like there's no need to think and do things right the first time and, you know, push the right button.
I share your frustration, Tanner.
It's like living in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I definitely share your frustration. I mean,
it's not just where you live.
Right.
I mean, basically, Americans and probably people around, and I believe people around the world, they're not taught critical thinking. And honestly, humans aren't really evolved for what we have. We have a modern, you have a small group primate wandering around in a computer age, and it doesn't make much sense. So we all just try to do our thing, and then we presume that everybody else who's doing their thing is doing as good of a job as we are. We're trying to do our jobs, we're trying to get along pretty well, we're trying to be honest with our friends and family, and, you know, maybe we have some fun here and there. We presume the politicians are doing the same thing. But the problem
I don't presume politicians are being honest.
I'm saying human race, not you.
Do people really think that?
Yes.
But every time, Mark, we ask the question of somebody, if politicians' lips are moving, are they telling a lie? They say yes.
They do say yes.
People seem to know at some level that politicians are dishonest, but at the same time, they still get all excited about the next one. So they seem to have a dichotomous or, you know, contradictory position on that particular belief system. Tanner, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Look, a lot of people feel that way. They feel like they are in a... I've heard that terminology before, the zombie apocalypse, especially with everybody staring at their phones all the time. It seems even worse, you know, than it would have been 15 years ago before that was happening. And you know, we've seen evidence that younger people in the United States, for instance, are less likely to even hang out with each other because of the ubiquity of these smartphone or smart devices that everybody's constantly buried, you know, they're burying their heads in. How many times have we been out to dinner or hanging around with friends where everybody's on their phone at some point? And if I notice it, I'll bring it up.
Time, yeah.
If I notice it, I'll bring it up and I'll say something like, phone party.
Yeah.
You know, just to kind of bring attention to it.
Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I like the game where if you're out with a group of people or even just two people at dinner or something like that, you stack the phones up in the center of the table, and then whoever grabs their phone first to use it for whatever the reason, they got to pay for the meal.
You could be sitting there a long time if you're with a bunch of stubborn people. I suppose you could just have it in time when we all decide, then we just split the check after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if nobody picks up their phone, then everybody pays their own check.
Or you just wait until somebody finally gives up and picks up their phone, they have to pay.
Well, I guess if you have to leave, then you wouldn't be able to come back, right? So if, like, you have to go to work or something, then you wouldn't be expected to pay for everybody else's meal at that point. You're needling the particular idea, but it works, I think, pretty well. Not that I've tried it very often. But the time I've seen it tried.
You're presuming that the people I'm at the table with are more interesting than my phone.
You shouldn't go out with them then.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But so, sometimes I want to eat out.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's part of the problem, I think, is some people believe that their phones are more interesting. Maybe they've just not been asking the right questions. Maybe they're not good conversationalists. And, of course, if you don't practice being a conversationalist, you'll never get good at it. So
yeah, it's true. You've got to practice anything.
So you can bring up what you want here. Unfortunately, Ross Ulbricht won't be practicing anything on a phone. He's in federal prison, although he has been tweeting. Have you noticed that, Mark?
No.
There's a Ross Ulbricht Twitter account now.
Okay.
And it's obviously run by somebody on the outside of prison, but Ross is feeding them
here's some tweets
that he would like to make, which is pretty cool. We'll tell you more about what's going on with Ross Ulbricht and the new documentary series that just premiered, I think, within the last 24 hours, called Railroaded. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He is now a Supreme Court Justice, and President Trump predicts great things for the country and for Brett Kavanaugh. But there were large protests. The protesters gathered at the Supreme Court to denounce Kavanaugh, who is accused of sexual misconduct and criticized by some as being too conservative. Even as the Senate was voting to confirm him, people yelled inside the chamber. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer decried the contentious nomination process.
The road that led us here has been bitter, angry, and partisan.
But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley told lawmakers,
he will bridge the divide in the Supreme Court.
The final vote was 50 to 48. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Talking about Ross Ulbricht. A hero, by the way. I'd like to add that. I haven't mentioned that yet. Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, the world's first and most infamous drug marketplace. Available on the dark web in the year 2011 through 2013. October of 2013 is when he got busted. And he's now behind bars, as he has been since that time, 5 years now.
So why do you call him heroic?
Because he helped make the drug business safer. He helped make drug users safer. And I like harm reduction. I like the idea of helping people not die.
If 10% of the United States population has bought illegal drugs, then that means 10% of the people have participated in this dangerous act where people can get knocked over the head and that kind of thing.
Buying drugs? Yeah.
And if somebody makes that safer... Yeah, you might say that they deserve it, but then what you're saying is that I prefer my drugs, alcohol and nicotine, and I don't mind that I don't have to deal with dangerous stuff buying those things, but the people who buy those other drugs, yeah, they've got to deal with it.
Who's saying that?
Smug people listening to the radio right now are saying Ross Ulbricht isn't heroic for.
Oh, I see what you're saying. From my perspective, harm reduction is a valiant thing. I mean, to understand that people are going to use drugs, they always will, no matter how illegal the government makes them, no matter what the penalties, people are always going to seek to alter their states of consciousness. And so given, presuming that we love these people and we want them to survive and get better if they have a drug addiction, for instance, because there's a difference between a drug user and a drug addict. Somebody who drinks on occasion, that's a drug user. Somebody who drinks every night heavily, that's a drug addict. So there's a difference. addiction is more deleterious to one's life. Addiction is more harmful towards one's pocketbook and, you know, being able to pay your bills. Whereas being a user for recreational purposes usually means you've got your habit under control. You're holding down a job. You're able to pay your bills and, you know, take care of your family.
I'd further argue
to have a joint at the end of the night or something.
Yeah, I'd further argue that the vast majority of drugs out there, enumerated numbers of drugs, are far less harmful than alcohol.
Oh, yeah,
alcohol is associated with all kinds of, you know, the breaking up of families, people, DUI accidents, and all this stuff. I mean, just all kinds of societal harm stems from alcohol. But for some reason, we choose to ignore that for the purpose of, well, most...
Well, they didn't ignore it. They prohibited alcohol for a period of years.
And we saw how that worked.
Yeah.
It went really badly.
And now it's going badly, too, with the prohibition of other things, whether they be hard drugs or cigarettes or whatever it is they're going to prohibit next, straws. Prohibition always has unintended consequences. And one of the consequences of prohibition is dangerous drugs, meaning drugs that would be less dangerous if they were legal. And let me explain what I mean by that. So heroin, you mentioned that, I think, earlier, as one of the more addictive drugs out there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Heroin's bad. And it can be addictive, and people can, you know, lose their lives to it. There's no doubt about it. But they're more likely to die as a result of an overdose because heroin's illegal, because you cannot get on the black market, at least if you're on the streets, you can't get a consistent product from a dealer because
right.
They're always getting it from different people, and sometimes batches are drastically different from one batch to the next as far as the purity and the strength of that batch, what it's being cut with, etc. And so it's just a crapshoot as to whether or not one batch is going to be, you know, tantamount to the previous one. And so if the user just figures it's the same and they use the same amount, well, they might be taking 10 times the amount accidentally, and then whoops, you're dead.
Right. Like, for instance, if you want to continue to use this alcohol analogy, if you thought you were going to consume 3 beers worth of alcohol, and so you drank 3 beers, but it turns out that those beers were made of 100% alcohol, 200-proof alcohol,
yeah,
you're probably dead. Now, it wouldn't be very... Obviously,
likely.
You would notice because it tastes like something, but heroin, people inject that or whatever it is that they do with it, so you wouldn't... It doesn't go the same way. But, I mean, this is really the problem is you don't know what you're taking when you're taking a black market drug.
Correct.
And it can have all kinds of other stuff in it. That beer could have rat poison or whatever. And, you know, that's what we expect that. We go to the store, we expect to buy a beer.
And not have rat poison.
Right, not have rat poison. Right. To not be as potent as pure grain alcohol.
Exactly.
And that's what you would hope for these other folks. Honestly, if people are getting good drugs, heroin and that sort of thing, those people can be a lot more effective as far as employees than somebody who's sleeping off another bender.
That's absolutely true. So
I'm not advocating for it, mind you. I'm just pointing out that in my own life, I'm far more likely to consume alcohol than I am to consume heroin. Now, I can do it because, well, I guess I've got that level of self-control. I don't have that chemical makeup that puts me in the full-on hard-drinking alcoholic stage.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think everybody who drinks alcohol long enough gets some level of sort of dependency towards it, or at least wants it.
I think that my point here regarding harm reduction is if drugs, because they're illegal, are more dangerous, and they are, for the reasons I cited, let alone the fact that you could get robbed while you're buying it or get ripped off and, you know, not get at all what you think you were getting. But the drugs themselves are more dangerous because of the inconsistencies in the manufacturing process and all of that. Then what Ross Ulbricht did by creating the Silk Road was he allowed for a more open marketplace in drug dealing. And the value there is that if there are multiple dealers, because normally when a person's trying to acquire drugs, it's you take what you can get. If you can get it at all, you take what you can get. And, whether it's been cut with X, Y, or Z, or it was way too expensive, or whatever, it's there or it's not there. And you don't usually get to choose between more than one dealer. You don't get to shop around. So you take what you can get. And then you end up getting dead in some cases because of the inconsistencies. With the Silk Road, There are, I don't know how many, I mean, Silk Road shut down, but there are other websites that have come online since the Silk Road.
There's some called the Silk Road.
Is there still a Silk Road right
now? No, I don't know. I would presume that there are, just because
there might be. I don't know if its name is any good anymore, but because there was like Silk Road 2.0, then Silk Road 3.0. I don't know if there's been something for a couple of years, but I haven't looked recently. But there are websites that are doing the same exact thing. And so what these sites allow is for a competitive marketplace for basically the first time ever since these drugs were prohibited. Right, because you used to be able to just go down to the corner store, buy heroin that was manufactured in controlled conditions in a laboratory, and you'd get the same exact quality every single time, and it was 10 cents for a whole bottle. You know, so it was no problem. You could send your son down there, your 10-year-old son with a dime, and he'd come back with a bottle full of heroin for you.
That's true.
And of course, there were still addicts.
Marijuana. America was built by people who had legal access to opiates and marijuana. So, I mean, built. This country went through its biggest building phase. People became wealthiest in this country during the Gilded Era. And later on, it still bled into the Progressive Era. They became wealthiest at this time, and opiates and marijuana were legal.
So by allowing for an open marketplace on the Silk Road for the first time ever, you have multiple dealers competing not only on price, so price came down, but also quality. Whereas if somebody's on one of these darknet marketplaces and they're advertising something as heroin, but it's not actually heroin, they're not going to survive because they're not going to get more business. After somebody tests it and finds out, well, this is just baking soda. Okay, bad feedback. It's like eBay where you can leave feedback for these people. So the dealers want to have good feedback. They want to have repeat customers. So I've never heard of anybody buying something on a darknet market website who didn't get what they ordered. Whereas in the real world, buying drugs, it
happens all the time.
Common for you to buy a thing, for somebody to buy a thing and have it not be what you ordered, or have it be
something
worse.
You're lucky that something as innocuous as baking soda.
Right. Or have it be something worse, something more dangerous. So he has reduced harm. He has saved lives by creating this system. It's hard to calculate how many lives he saved. Because if you don't buy on the streets, you're way safer. You're not going to get robbed on the Silk Road by somebody with a gun or a knife or whatever, and you're more likely to get the actual product that you've ordered. That is harm reduction. There's more coming up.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Gempapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right.
Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want here. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. We got a time for you if you dial in right now. With you in the studio here, it's Ian
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com. I was on the Bitcoin.com news website today. They're just chock full of really interesting articles about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general. I had actually gone on to see if there was any kind of news about the upcoming Bitcoin Cash fork. There's supposedly some controversy going on behind the scenes there, and I've heard rumor that the Bitcoin Cash might be splitting. News.bitcoin.com is a great site to go to get the latest information on Bitcoin, whether it be news articles or opinion pieces. They got all kinds of info there, and it's updated every single day. Go to news.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, David is on the line in New Mexico on our Discord on-air call-in lines, which I think we may have had more Discord calls tonight, and it's a Saturday night, so normally our phones are really busy, but I think we've actually had more Discord callers than phone callers, which is unusual. Welcome, David. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. On the Ross Ulbricht thing, I got a question and an idea on that, but let me slip this in because I've been meaning to for about 2 weeks and I never get it in, and the audios are about to come down off the internet if anybody was interested in looking at them. But on the subject of the media, shadow banning, silencing, stuff like that, it's kind of funny, this local radio station, currently there's actually two podcast audios up on their website right now in the local market here in Albuquerque, that where you can hear me call in because I'm banned from their station because they don't want to hear whatever I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me calling in. I star 67 my call, so they couldn't get the caller ID as they've been in the habit of doing. And I gave them a name other than my own. And then I altered my voice as best I could. And I've gotten on like a half a dozen different times doing that, and they figured out later that it was me. But it's kind of funny because there's actually two podcasts posted on their site right now where two major politicians in our state. One is running for governor, Steve Pierce, running for governor as a Republican, and another one is running as a Republican to be our Senate, one of our senators, and I got in both times, and you can hear it where in one case, the host dude, as soon as he recognizes my voice, He goes, wait a minute, that's not Joe. And he hangs up on me. And then in the other case, I call in and there's a different name to the McRitch guy that I talked about earlier. And, I ask him a question. I ask the candidate a question about, what he thinks about media silencing the voice of particular individuals that they want to shut up, particular messages that they don't want to be heard. And it was kind of funny because his answer to that was, well, I think this is a perfect example of how you're able to get through and talk to us right now. Mm. And then the point where they hang up on me is I change my voice back to my normal voice and I go, actually, this isn't Bill, it's David Olson. And then they hang up on me.
Right, so, because you had to use subterfuge to get on the air, and so therefore, had you called in as your normal self, you never would have made it to the air. So the idea that that was some sort of open phone show was false.
What were we supposed to do with that information?
Yeah.
Just be aware that the media. I mean, in the case of this media outlet, they claim. And to want all voices, they even solicit people that disagree with them. And then, but if you have a specific name, and you know, frankly, I can best them in most debates. And if you can do to them what I can do to them, they don't want the adversarial position presented from me. They'll take it from somebody that they can probably handle a little
right.
better.
If there's a person who's not that bright who wants to take the opposite position, they'll put that person on. But they're not going to put somebody on who's an actual challenge to the talk show host. And this is part of the reason why I created Free Talk Live, was because I was tired of talk shows that were so clearly biased and didn't want to actually talk to people, just wanted to hear the host talk to himself basically for 3 hours. And
pretty popular here. I mean, that's in America, that's basically what your job is as a talk show host.
What, to talk to yourself for 3 hours?
The majority of people just get on and, you know, they talk to themselves. And if you listen to them, you will hear very little on Free Talk Live of the hosts repeating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say the same thing in the next segment that we said in the last segment. But that's right. What hosts do.
They say the same exact talking points every segment.
Every segment. And then take a call on it. And then, you know, just say it's basically the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
for four segments during the hour. And then they do something, another topic in another hour so that they don't lose their minds, I guess.
David, did you have a comment on Ross Ulbricht while you were here?
Yeah, I do. And I just want to highlight you actually asked a good question. I wanted to highlight that again in that you asked, you know, what are we supposed to do with that information? And to highlight that again is the important thing is to be aware that because to the average listener, it sounds like this media venue is taking all callers and they're soliciting all callers. But in reality, if you get behind the scenes, you find out that they're not at all doing what they represent that they're doing. On the Ross Ulbricht thing, first of all, two things. One, pardon isn't the only possibility, because commutation is something different than pardon. And if Trump
would be to say, okay, we're going to shorten your sentence.
Yeah, it's still part of the clemency process.
Only the president could do that, though, right? At this point.
Well, I don't know for sure. I know that let me answer it this way. The president can do that. I believe that he's the only one that can do it, mm-hmm. since it's a federal charge. But I'm not positive of that, but I think that's correct. Yeah. But he has a choice. He can flat out pardon, and that's
right.
Like you're completely innocent.
Which is what Obama did with, was it Obama or Trump who let out Chelsea Manning? Which one was
Obama?
It was Obama. Yeah. So that was a commutation instead of a pardon.
And I think that Chelsea Manning situation generally made most people happy, because Chelsea Manning got a large sentence, but spent some time in prison and then got out.
So
and
the people that wanted punishment got some punishment,
right.
And the people
and
that
wanted to like Obama are like, yay, finally, Obama let out our favorite transsexual.
David, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Not realizing that Obama was the one responsible for putting her in the first place.
In the first place. So, with Ross Ulbricht's case, there's so much to talk about, and we can't cover it all. We couldn't cover it all if we spent 3 hours on it. But rest assured, it is rife with federal government corruption,
yeah,
including corrupt cops who got busted.
Yeah, you're not being served as an American citizen. Safe to say, you're not being served as an American citizen by having to keep Ross Ulbricht in prison.
No,
there's no there's no protection for you.
What you're, they've done to him.
Yeah, prison should be for people who are a danger to other people and have had a fair trial on a crime that has a victim.
Yeah, even if you want to say that Ross Ulbricht deserves some time in jail for breaking the law, because he did. I mean, he definitely sold some drugs over the Silk Road. Okay, fine, whatever. But ultimately, they're punishing him because, as was pointed out by our caller earlier, you can go and look at the drug dealers on Silk Road and see they got 5 to 10 year sentences. Well, Ross has already been in for 5 years, and he's going to be in for the rest of his life on a 2 life sentences plus 40 year sentence for running a website. I think that's the most important aspect of this. That's what he's being called a kingpin
for. Right. It's gone to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's like, yep, there's no problem here. The fact that two police officers were convicted for corruption.
One in, Secret Service, one DEA.
Two law enforcement officers convicted for corruption on the case. Well, that's no big deal. That's no reason for a mulligan on this one. We're not going to do any do-overs here. Yep. Just because
the evidence was bad, probably fabricated.
Two bad cops. At the very least, one of whom had access to this account, this Dread Pirate Roberts account.
Oh, yeah.
So, the claim that Ross Ulbricht did this and did that, you can't prove it because he was not the one that had exclusive.
Which is why they couldn't bring the murder charges, because they couldn't prove their case. They couldn't prove who it was that was having those conversations as Dread Pirate Roberts.
But we know that the police officers made bodily threats against people.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. At this point, you've got police officers that were sentenced to prison for, among other things, making threats of harm to people. And then, how are you gonna convict Ulbricht for this? It's crazy.
Highly recommend this video. I watched, like I said, it's 25 minutes, episode 1. It's chapters 1 through 5. It's called Railroaded, The Targeting and Caging of Ross Ulbricht. Go to freeross.org. You can sign the petition to try to get him a pardon. And then watch that, or if you're not sure if you want to sign the petition, watch this video. It's part one. Again, it's going to be released over the next several weeks. It's going to be 6 parts in total. Subscribe to that YouTube channel that it's on, but, go and watch it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I mean, enjoy as in disgust, it's going to disgust you, and it's well-produced and well-researched, and check it out. Again, whether you think you know the case, whether you think you're an expert on the Ross Ulbricht case, or you're brand new to it, anywhere in between, there's going to be all kinds of info, and it's going to be enlightening and outrageous. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com. Check out FreeRoss.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.